Are you happy to see this training camp come to an end? It's been 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a long training camp. I think we got a lot accomplished. Definitely had some great work here in Rochester, and we really want to thank all the fans who came out and watched us, and definitely want to thank St. John Fisher. The facility's been awesome, food's been great, and you know, we'll miss it, but you know, we're ready to get back to Buffalo.
When you say we've got a lot accomplished, what are you thinking of? What do you think are maybe the top couple of accomplishments you've had down here?
Well, I think the communication level has extremely improved from OTAs until now. I think the receivers and I, we have, you know, a great, you know, not just relationship, but I think out there on the field, those guys, they know what I'm thinking, and I also know what they're thinking as far as when they're running a route. So I think the rapport between myself, the O-line, and the receivers, obviously the running back's going to do a great job, but I think that's really improved.
And there's probably no better way to do that than just get reps over and over and over again for 5 weeks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, to be isolated, everybody's staying right next door to each other pretty much in the dorms. You kind of get that grinding sense of, you know, a football nature, you know, about training camp, and that's what I love about it, and, you know, I think we handled it well.
This is probably the longest camp you've ever been around in terms of being together, being in one place. Is it worthwhile, do you think, to spend this much time together?
Definitely. I think with us having the addition of the Hall of Fame game, Andre Reed being inducted, you know, that was great for us, and, you know, it just gave us another at-bat, another opportunity to go out there and play in a live-action game.
So how do things change now when you get back to Orchard Park, starting next week? What will it look like up there?
I'm pretty sure it'll be the same thing. You know, this past week we did some in-season Wednesdays and Thursdays and Friday-type practices just to kind of get prepare for the game, so I'm sure it'll be the same way. I'm not sure how much we'll do for Detroit. I'm pretty sure we'll start, you know, pointing our eyes toward Chicago. Yeah, the opener.
Detroit comes up in a hurry, and who knows how long you'd even play in it.
Yeah, exactly. I think I know me personally, I'd probably be more focused on Chicago.
A lot of focus, it seems, that I think it started about a week into this training camp. You ended virtually every practice with the red zone 7-on-7. Can you talk about that, why you did it that way, and what you got out of that?
Well, that's something Coach Marone started back in OTAs. Each day, ending practice with, eight reps of 7-on-7 down the red zone. And I think that's just, you know, a fact of being used to having those tight windows in your throws, just obviously getting in and out of huddle with the receivers and making sure that they're on the same page as me.
What's the difference between 7-on-7 work down there and full teamwork from a quarterback standpoint?
You just don't have a defensive rush. You know, that's the biggest thing. But outside of that, everything's about the same.
And it's almost like the decision-making might be amped up a little bit when things happen so quickly.
No doubt. You know, also the linebackers and safeties, they have no threat of a run. You know, so those guys are often going to drop back. So, especially in the red zone, I mean, they don't have much to drop back. You know, their best friend is, you know, the out of bounds, you know, behind them. So that's why the throws are so much tighter and harder.
This game coming up Saturday, Tampa Bay, I know a lot of people have asked you about the fact that the offense, first team, needs to get in the end zone. How do you feel about that? How important is that to get done this week?
Yeah, it's very important. I'm excited, you know, to have another opportunity, especially knowing that I'll probably play a lot more in this game. So obviously we want to go out there on that first drive and execute a touchdown, but the more at-bats we get, the better we'll get.
It seems to me, observationally, you are throwing the ball better now than you were at the start of camp. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, definitely. I feel a lot more confident with my reads. Definitely feel more confident with myself. I'm healthy. You know, that was another thing I'm very excited and proud of, to get through my first true training camp. And it's been a long one, but nonetheless, you know, my body's felt great. It's held up. And I'm just, you know, excited to move forward into the regular season.
Yeah, you missed a couple of weeks last year in training camp, right? And that's valuable time. And maybe people don't realize what you missed last week, those few weeks in August.
Yeah, last year. It was definitely hard to miss those last, I think, 2 weeks, and then still to prepare for the New England, the opener coming off that injury. But thank God I'm fully healthy now.
What have you done? We talked about this a little bit, but off season to try to ensure that you stay healthy. What, you know, have you had a different workout regimen or anything you've changed about your workout?
Yeah, quite a bit of stretching. That's been something that I've tried to implement in my routine every day. You know, just continue to stretch. Ice when you don't feel like you need the ice. You know, even though your body may not be hurting, you can go ahead and start preventing a lot of injuries just by, you know, icing every day, you know, just making it an occasion or a thing that you do all the time, you know, make it a part of your normal plan.
What has Coach Downing meant to you as you finish this first training?
Oh, he's been everything. Coach Downing has been a huge help to me and as well as the other quarterbacks. Just our communication has been great. He's a great guy. You know, he's one of those guys you don't mind being in the film room with him for 3-4 hours out of the day. And he's a detail-oriented coach. You know, everything that needs to be pointed out in a meeting, he's going to point it out. So you have no excuse when you get out there on the field and you miss it. It's on you. You know, it's not because he didn't go over it. So all you have to do is just pay attention, and he's definitely going to put you in the right direction to be successful.
Is his focus more on you know, looking at your reads and seeing what you see and making those decisions, or does he also get into mechanics, you know, throwing the ball, foot placement, that sort of
thing? Yeah, well, I think he and I, you know, I have the respect level to where he can tell me some things that, hey, you might have overstrided on this one throw or whatever. A lot of times I can kind of correct that myself, you know, and kind of be able to tell, like, hey, this is why that ball came out that way. But nonetheless, I think my mechanics have been consistent. I think that's why, you know, the ball's coming out a lot stronger and a lot firmer with, you know, more accuracy. But he's not necessarily harping on that all the time. He's more so just about going through reads and obviously protections and things like that.
Do you have a number of plays in mind that you need in this game, Tampa Bay game, or a number of series that you need to feel ready about being ready for the Bears?
Oh, well, if we had to play Chicago, you know, next week, I feel like, you know, the coaches and I, we would definitely do what we have to do to be prepared. So I can't say it's a number of reps or anything like that to be prepared. I feel like, you know, we've been practicing so much now. If we're not ready by now, we have an issue. So I'm sure the coach is going to allow, you know, the first team to stay out there for quite a long time. And just, you know, a matter of us getting in the end zone now.
I heard you earlier today at a press conference, EJ, talk about going with the flow and focusing. Where do you get that from? Where do you, in your second year in the league, where do you get that ability to just kind of put all the other distractions, Orchard Park, St. John Fisher, put all those aside and focus on your job?
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, one is part of being a professional. You know, I think sometimes that may be forgotten in this profession. We just look at ourselves as football players, but at the same time, you have to be a professional. This is your job. You have to come to work every day, alert, ready to go. So I think that's just where I see it. You know, I feel like, I'm a detail-oriented guy just like Coach Downing. You know, I feel like if I do everything I need to do in order to have success, I feel like, you know, we will have success.
Strikes me that one thing that happened during this long 5-week camp was you established a chemistry and a relationship on the field anyway with Mike Williams. You began to look for him.
Yeah, definitely. Mike's a big play guy. You know, he's one of those guys. He's funny. He's a great guy to be around off the field. And that only helps us on the field. You know, when I see him and I'm at the line of scrimmage, I can give him a quick audible, and he already knows where I want him to go, and he knows where the ball's going to be for him.
He is funny. He was on our show the other day talking about Necton. Has he laid that one on you about this fish that eats everything?
I haven't heard that one.
Ask him about Necton.
I hear about the caveman group quite a bit. You know, so I love it, man. I mean, I love his character. I love his personality. I think when he first got here, we didn't really know him that well. So obviously, the more time you spend around a guy, the more you learn to like him and things like that. So, you know, I'm very excited he's with our team now.
Who knows what his year will be like? But it seems to me at the end of the year, he could be a guy that averages 4 or 5 catches a game, but they might all be key catches, first downs, red zone catches.
Exactly. Yeah, he's such a big receiver, and you know, I think he's also a guy who can be another big play threat, like a Samuel, like a Robert Woods or a Marquise, a guy who you can throw him a ball, you know, 10 yards down the field. He can make a guy miss or break one or two tackles and take it to the house.
What has Sammy meant for you in this passing offense?
Oh, it's been everything. Sammy's been huge for us. You know, just to have that threat, you know, whether it's a vertical threat or whether he's, you know, he's running an interior route. You know, I feel like he always gets open. He runs great routes, and he gives you a trigger as a quarterback. That's everything. You know, that's when you know when to throw the ball to a spot. Just let him go ahead and run under. He'll go get it.
I saw today, in today's practice, his final open practice at training camp, you found Scott Chandler open a lot over the middle, and that seems like that's a consistent connection that you two established last year.
Yeah, definitely. Last week in Pittsburgh, I found him. I think that one, you know, that was another throw I've made before. Just, you know, put it another foot higher for him to go up and make a catch. And that's something we worked this past week after practice, and we were able to execute it today.
Do you feel – well, how do you feel this year compared to where you were a year ago when you were healthy anyway during training camp? How much further ahead are you?
Yeah, I feel great, man. That's why a lot of the fray and the distractions don't get to me, because I know I'm where I need to be as far as in my mindset. I know Coach Downing is going to help me always be where I need to be. And I'm focused, and I'm excited about going out there week one and getting after the Chicago Bears. You know, I don't really worry about the he say, she say right now in training camp or in the preseason. I'm just focused on being prepared for that first game.
There's a lot of talk. In fact, I was thinking I wish I had a nickel for every time somebody said, you know, the season's about EJ Manuel. And you kind of find a way to shut that out and not even hear that.
Yeah, well, it's not a matter of shutting it out. It's just a matter of being, like I said, a pro and focusing on what you need to do, because I know once I play well, the team will do well. So, you know, if I were to worry about anything else, I'd be, you know, doing a disservice to my teammates. So I just focus on what I need to do to get better.
EJ, thanks. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Quarterback EJ Manuel of the Bills, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp on Buffalo Bills Radio.